Chapter 11. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
As Kenth Hamner settled more and more into the role of interim master of the Jedi Order, he began rearranging things to suit himself, to increase his comfort and efficiency in the position. For example, morning briefings. Each day after breakfast was served and consumed, he stood in the Great Hall and allowed the Jedi to gather so he could catch them up on all the news he felt he could distribute. Perhaps sending files to all their data pads would have been more efficient, but he liked to see reactions and get immediate responses. Of course, the observers now stood among the Jedi, an odd contrast in their mix of dress, some civilian, some in daywear comfortably resembling their old military uniforms, some in the current uniforms of Galactic Alliance Security or Intelligence Divisions. This day, Master Hamner began,
"As you may have heard on this morning's HoloNet news broadcast, there are rumors that the government is preparing a case against Jedi Valen Horn for criminal actions and damages caused by recent events. We will, of course, resist these proceedings, as it is clear that Jedi Horn was and remains of diminished capacity. Both the government and the Jedi Order agree that qualified analysts of mental disorders must be allowed to examine Jedi Horn to evaluate the relevance of his mental state. We are in the process of deciding on specialists agreeable to both sides."
He consulted his datapad, then looked around, his manner more stern.
"On another matter, I will not single out anyone for direct disapprobation, but it is clear that some of the Jedi Knights have been indulging in behavior that makes it more difficult for their observers to do their jobs. Though the Order approves of passive resistance in circumstances of civic unrest, it is not appropriate for Jedi themselves to perform passive resistance against rules agreed to by the Order itself. This will be my last warning, unaccompanied by corrective measures. Speaking of observers, former Jedi Tahiri Vela has flatly refused to allow her observer to accompany her. Vela's unusual legal status makes her opposition to the government regulation an interesting one, and the Temple's own lead counsel has accepted her case as she and the government countersue each other. Master Sebatine, Jedi Sarkin, Jedi Tekli, please report to me for new assignments. That is all."
As the assembly broke up, Jaina ducked around a column, the better to remain unseen by her observer, and made her way stealthily to a back set of stairs. Moments later, she was two levels down and entering a conference room little used because of its low ceiling and uninvitingly dark wall color. Jag, inside, waited until the door was sealed behind her before taking her in his arms.
"You've shaken your pursuit?"
"He's so friendly. It would be a shame to kill him." It was a joke, but even in jest, the notion of cutting down Dab, who so resembled her brother Anakin, of killing, in a sense, a second brother, sent a shudder through her.
"This has got to end."
"The sneaking around?"
"Oh, I'm fine with the sneaking around," she smiled, her humor restored. "But to actually be followed while I'm sneaking around, I hate it."
"You could always resign from the Order, come away with me to the Empire and set up that rival Jedi school."
"Stop saying that. It's beginning to tempt me." She spoke in a more serious tone.
"Jag, I'm the Sword of the Jedi. I'm the defender of this Order. Not of some rival Order, some startup school. My fate is here."
"Your fate was that you would live a restless life and never know peace. How can you accept that for yourself?"
"What if I didn't? What if I had rejected it, retired as a Jedi, decided to enjoy myself after the Dark Nest mess? I'd have been off on a vacation world when Jason became the force he turned into. What if I was the only thing that could stop him, and I never did?"
"It didn't happen that way."
"No, but the next one might. If I just shed my responsibilities and run off to the Remnant to play school teacher, what happens when the sword is needed next?"
Something occurred to her.
"You want to spend more time with me? Over the years instead of just the next few days or weeks?"
"You know I do."
"Then resign as the head of state of the Empire. There are plenty of men and women eager to take that position."
He was silent a long moment.
I
can't. Because it's your responsibility. His yes was almost inaudible. So don't try to convince me to abandon mine. All right. We'll try to make this work. If we can't, well, at least we'll have this time.
He leaned down to kiss her, but her comlink beeped, a distinctive pattern of two then two tones. Jaina sagged, and she let her forehead thud down into his chest.
What is it?
Dab. The observers all have to run checks on their Jedi twice a day at random times to make sure we're where we're supposed to be. I have to run upstairs and show him I'm still here.
I could kill him for you.
I said it before. Don't tempt me.